WBKM.org.
Welcome to the Fresh or Sweet Radio Hour, where the feedback is back. Every week we scour the human highway to bring you the best Neil Young news and reviews, rumors and musings, plus rare unreleased tracks and live shows that will keep you rocking in the free world.
It's all one song!
The Thrasher's Wheat Radio Hour is presented by WBKM.org in the heart of Burlington, Vermont. Now, from WBKM, here are your hosts, Eric Koval and Tony Gallucci.
Hey. We're right back from Hershey, PA, Farm Aid 2012. Come and gone. Hi, Eric.
Yeah, how fast a week goes. You know, here today, gone tomorrow. It is wild.
At this time, 9 p.m. last week. Put us there. Where were we at 9 p.m., do you think? What were we hearing at 9 p.m.?
I think Dave Matthews was on, like, right around 9 o'clock. And, you know, Tim Reynolds, no one's plunking the guitar as intensely as that Tim Reynolds, you know, on an acoustic, that is. You know, of course, Neil and the boys, you know, nothing like that anticipation, you know, in the crowd after Dave Matthews and Tim leave the stage. Oh, my gosh. Knowing that Neil
after
and the
John,
horse were the next
John
act,
comes out
know?
And does his stuff. And then John comes out to John Mellencamp comes out to introduce Neil with what you know is the absolute positive truth that he says, I want to tell you, every one of us is standing on the side of the stage right now to see this next act.
Oh, my gosh.
One of the greatest American songwriters, the best damn band in America, ladies and gentlemen, Neil Young and Crazy Horse, and wow.
Yeah, for those of you that haven't been out to see Farm Aid or experience it, fantastic. The spirit at that show. We've all seen lots of concerts, right, Tony? But
plenty of shows.
Boy, it really highlights the connective power of music and how it can serve to really connect us and encourage us to do the good, man. You know, I mean, the spirit of this event is to totally support the family farmer.
And as Neil said, you know, during the press conference, which it's hard to imagine that a press conference would be one of the highlights of a day of music like this, but it truly is, folks. When you're there seeing these folks whom you've admired for decades walking one after the other on that stage, along with farmers and activists and executives. It's a thrilling moment.
Oh, it really is. I mean, we come back a week later, and Tony and I, like little kids in here, you know, excited for the show tonight, empowered and inspired to go out and do our work, you know, to try to localize the food movement and support and find out where our food is coming from. I know I'm all the more inspired.
Ask the tough questions. Demand of your food providers. They're good folks. They don't want to sell you crap, but they're stuck in the mess just like we all are. Get in there. Let them know you want to buy that milk that comes from 15 miles down the road, not 15,000 miles down the road.
Right. Think about that carbon footprint. You know, the musical highlights, Tony, I think it's okay to talk a little bit. The Nelson family, hitting full stride, folks. Lucas Nelson and the Promise of the Real, a not-to-miss band these days.
No question.
And Willie, you know, after a full day, I mean, that is a long day for all of us. Willie, being 79 years young, comes on stage at the end of the show to knock everybody down. A beautiful set from Willie this year. I mean, just a 10, huh, Tony?
The finest set, and Willie's set is always good. You always look forward to it, but I think the finest set of music I've seen from Willie in these last 5 years.
Yeah, he did a duet. If you haven't seen this on YouTube, you know, at Farm Aid 2012, but a duet with his son, an Eddie Vedder tune, Eddie Vedder, that is Breathe. From the Into the Wild story that Eddie had done, mm-hmm. solo work. Mm-hmm. And Willie and Lucas did that, And it choked up Willie, and I think it had everyone in that audience choked up.
I couldn't watch it the next day as I did without grabbing the Kleenex. It was a powerful,
tender.
Emotional, tender, and it was real. A father and a son passing the torch almost, looking back on all those years. Gosh.
Right. The emotion just palpable at that moment. You know, and hey, can I take him there just for a heartbeat, Tony?
One more time. You do it, boy.
Oh, my gosh. This was after a good 50 minutes of Neil bouncing and smiling. And I'll take you there just briefly. A red and orange stage. The stadium completely drenched in feedback. And a rumbling, almost as if the stage itself was moving and my body shaking with it. Welling up. Turning into that funnel cloud. And then he hit it. Thrasher's Weed Radio Hour, number 6.
Safe where the feeling's safe.
You're listening to the Thrasher's Wheat Radio Hour, presented by WBKM.org, Burlington, Vermont.
We gotta keep
can't sit down because we got a job to do, Eric. We got a job to do here.
They got to hammer the blues.
Thrash's Wheat Radio Hour, proving that Neil, like some folks, like very few folks, but just like a couple, can jump genres, styles, like changing your socks, man.
Yeah, refusing to be defined, right? You can't typecast Neil Young. No way, baby.
You can't. You can't tell him what to do, and you can't typecast him, and you just sit back and enjoy the ride. It's a beautiful ride, huh?
Yeah, you bet. That hurricane, huh? Didn't it take you there?
I mean, that's going back to
77, I think, or 78. Yeah. But let me tell you, the intensity that Neil and Billy Talbot and Frank Pancho San Pedro and Ralphie Molina hit that track. They had transcended the years. You know, music for time travel, man. I mean, it just was amazing.
As they caught in that version, the live Russ version, of course, the one that probably most everybody knows when they hear it in their head, to hear that that impending thing, I've described it to folks that asked me what it was like last week, last Saturday night. Like a dragon trying to get out of a box, and Neil was kicking it. The noise coming out of those speakers, unbelievable, and just the thought, all of a sudden, could it be? Are we going to get a hurricane?
I know. It was phenomenal.
Are we going to get a hurricane here?
That vintage sound, and I got to say, you know, I guess the most remarkable thing about seeing him this time for me was seeing the joy just emanating from Neeler and from Billy and the boys, just to be playing together again, you know? And
oh, yeah.
That in the middle of that set, we heard Going Back, one of those tunes that, man, you know, I used to lull myself to sleep singing that tune. You know, fantastic stuff.
That's sweet stuff. You know, what a contrast, huh? I mean, but you almost need that contrast. You can't stay up on that high hurricane level for too long. You will get blown away.
Sure will, you know, and then this next track, you know, this was another one, Tony, that when he kicked into this, it was 1965 or 67 all over again. Phenomenal amount of energy, and I thought he blasted right into this so beautifully.
Really did. From the opener, which I couldn't have been happy about. Well, my favorite, Crazy Horse album, Country Home, starts it off with a good couple of minutes of intro, warming the band up, really getting ready. That was a great opener, Country Home.
Just how adept he is, you know, and how he can get around that guitar, on how Neil can take a stadium, like 30,000 people, outdoor stadium, and just play with the sonic landscape to such a degree that he really can take you on a journey. I mean, you feel like you're on a great spaceship, man.
It's a joy that the technology has finally caught up to some of those masters, because I've been at those shows way back, and the sound, depending on where you were, sometimes was just awful, and you knew that the band wasn't awful, but the technology, if I'll give it one kudo, it's finally caught up. So you could hear anywhere in that stadium the quality and the sound and the intensity that that band was playing at.
And the other great thing, we played the 10 men working because we had 10 people on staff slated to go down there. We ended up with, I think, six or seven folks.
Seven of us, I guess.
However, a great troop. And wonderful to share that, to share those feelings and that spirit of Farm Aid with my wife and with some of the, you know, Thrasher was there, man.
Thrasher,
we got to spend time with Thrasher, man.
Thrasher,
I got a hug from him and his wife.
Thrasher and Thrashette. What a delight.
Yeah, real genuine, man, to share those moments and to say, hey, here we are. It was like, you know, going to Mecca, man.
So what do you say we take a look and check in and see the clown of disaster?
Yeah, stick around.
While the clown, who is sick,
does the trick of disaster. I like that line. Oh, it's wild, because I get it, you know? Stick around, man. Things are going to get crazy.
I might live 1,000 years before I know what that means from another one. Okay, Mr. Soul, Neil, Stephen, Buffalo Springfield, Thrasher's Wheat Radio Hour. The season.
Thrasher's Wheat Radio Hour program number 6, talking about wiring an entire house. Huh, Tony? Daniel Lenoir producing that album. Lenoir, the name of the album. And fantastic. One guy on an electric guitar. It's phenomenal.
Yeah.
you know, if you look back through the repertoire, so much of Neil's thematic work seems to do with love. And it seems in this latter part, you know, the Walk With Me, the Spirit Road, the love and only love, a very consistent theme, you know, the connected togetherness. And I guess that's so appealing to my soul. I love it. Because he feels
throughout.
Like he's your friend, doesn't it?
Souls throughout the world. I mean, it's universal. It's a feeling known and needed and shared by all of creation. You know. So here we go. A little more than halfway through. It's time to separate the wheat from the chaff. Thrasher, come on around. Tell us what's going on this week.
Hey, Thrasher here with the Neil Young News of the Week. Well, another busy week that we've had here. Lots of headlines coming out. Most recently, we had Farm Aid 2012, 27th annual Farm Aid up in Hershey, Pennsylvania. Big day, beautiful day, a great day. Neil Young and Crazy Horse got together along with a lot of the other Farm Aid founders, Willie and Dave and John, and it was a great day. And Crazy Horse and Neil pulled off a 5-song set, about an hour. A lot of highlights from that. New song been there, Ramada Inn. Brought Willie out on stage for Homegrown, and Neil had a few words for the farmers. And then they closed their set with Like a Hurricane, and it was pretty epic. And sure enough, after they left the stage, the wind began to pick up, and the temperature began to drop, and it was another one of those weather impacting forces. So it looked like Crazy Horse is having a good time up there on stage, so that was great to see. We were there, and early in the day, Peggy Young was on stage, and Neil came out for a song, and Peggy and Neil jammed together, so that was really nice to see, and lots of highlights. One point during Grace Potter's and the Nocturnal set, Willie Nelson came out, and Grace sang to Willie, and that was very touching. Really enjoyed Lucas Nelson's set. He was introduced as the future of Farm Aid. Lucas did a Neil Young cover, Here We Are in the Years, which was probably one of the more challenging covers that you could pick to do acoustic solo, but Lucas pulled that off quite well. But like I said, we had a great day. Thrasher and Thrashette were out there, and so we saw lots of folks that we knew and made some new friends, and finally got to meet up with the good folks at WBKM. So that was great seeing Eric and Tony. Let's see. Otherwise, there was a really major piece in the New York Times newspaper of Neil Young, an interview and a profile, made a lot of headlines, mainly off of just the title of the article itself, which was Neil Young Comes Clean. So check that out if you haven't already. A very good read. Let's see, this weekend we have that free concert in New York's Central Park, headlined by Neil Young and Crazy Horse. That should really be something to check out if you are in the city, and if not, we understand that's going to be broadcast on some specific networks, cable, check your cable provider, whatever that might be. Another kind of interesting thing that is taking place this week is Neil Young will be a guest on the David Letterman show. Neil, as you know, has a new book out, Waging Heavy Peace, so we take it that this will be an interview as opposed to a performance, and David will probably be asking Neil a few questions about writing that book. We've also learned that on the same program with Neil Young on David Letterman will be Jimmy Fallon. So we can only imagine what this could possibly turn out to be. So I guess it's set your DVR or stay up later or whatever. And then I guess the other big news next week, the Neil Young and Crazy Horse Leg 2 of the America Tour kicks off up in Ontario, Canada. So we'll be having lots more news coming up in the coming weeks. So that's going to wrap it up here. Got a podcast of this show. It'll be linked over on the sidebar of thrashersweet.org. We've got links to Farm Aid videos, reviews of the book, all sorts of stuff breaking loose. All right, so we're separating the wheat from the chaff. That's what we do with Thrasher's Wheat. Kind of all fits in here. Somebody was asking us at Farm Aid what that was all about, this Thrasher's Wheat thing, and we were kind of explaining the metaphor of separating wheat from the chaff and how that kind of fit in with the whole agriculture scene, and a little light bulb went off in their head and went, oh, yeah, I get it. So anyway, yeah, it's all about the good food movement. It's all about keeping it real and keep on rocking. See you next week on the radio.
You're listening to the Thrasher's Wheat Radio Hour, presented by WBKM.org, Burlington, Vermont.
Dream up, let me fill your
David West, Mike Mullins doing a beautiful acoustic version, banjo and guitar of Cowgirl, man.
Yeah, it's cool to see different genres, bluegrass, you know, interpreting a Neil Young classic, you know what I mean? Fantastic to hear,
yeah, indeed.
You know, how different ears perceive.
Well, it's all interpreted anyway, even when Neil does it. What I hear, what you hear, what they all hear out there, is it the same? I don't know if it's the same, because I only got my set of ears.
What do you think of the Jimmy Fallon thing? What do you think of that? You know, I have mixed feelings about it. You know, I guess
I
it's the greatest compliment, right? When someone...
That's what they say.
They say it's the greatest compliment, but for me, in my ear, I take the Neil Young thing so personally. It's been such a journey of the heart with Neil that to see Jimmy doing that stuff, not that I dislike it. I mean, there is a little giggle in me. But
it's kind of like you know, like the Weird Al thing with me, and I've long since stopped following what Weird Al Yankovic parodies, but I always most deeply enjoyed a parody of a song that I didn't really care for. And I loved that he was yanking the chain and making fun of it, you know?
Yeah, but we take these tunes. They're part of our genetic code, Tony.
It's tough. I mean, it's tough. But you've got to learn to laugh at yourself.
Yeah, you have to.
And if you can't, your life is real tough because, as you know, a lot of people will be laughing at you. You might as well laugh with them, man.
Ah, you got it, man. we started that set with the change of season. I mean, I don't know if you folks, depending on where you're at, boy, we're feeling the change here in Vermont. Burlington cooling down just a little bit of wet weather. All of a sudden, that football field felt like... Well, it wasn't that bad.
It wasn't so bad, but 2 days of rain. We haven't had 2 days of rain in a row since April.
It's almost comforting for me. I mean, we're so used to it over 40, 50 years here in Vermont.
It changed the dynamic in my house when the temperature Friday morning was 62 degrees inside the house, and I'm thinking, and there ain't sunshine.
No, not at all. Well, hey, Tony, once again, a joy to spend some time Sharon Neal with everybody. Thanks, everybody. Yeah, Thrasher.
Absolutely.
Ken French. You know, all the people that make this program possible.
And everyone that's come to listen outside of this 1 hour has come into our family to listen, sent really kind notes from around the world. We really thank you.
Yeah, we hear from Brazil and Israel, all these people from Stockholm. I mean, it's awesome.
It truly is. Hey, what's awesome after we are done with our duties here, two great shows, Craig Bailey and the definitive Floydian slip, all things Pink Floyd, and then the detached psychedelic garage, George Cannon. Look forward to that every week, Eric.
Hey, feed your head, right? And to think, Tony, just think, right now, Neil and Crazy Horse are on stage probably in front of hundreds of thousands of people in New York Central Park.
Killing me. All right. Our time will come.
Woo.
My time is going to come. But that's Zeppelin. That's for another show. Hey, great to hanging with you, buddy.
Yeah, awesome.
Enjoyed it to just simply... enjoy the music and talk about music, not work, not bills, not this, not that, the music. Neil, thank you.
Thank you. We'll catch you again next week, the Thrasher's Wheat Radio Hour.
Let's light a candle for the world, for all those folks that need it. Hopefulness. Thank you.
Instead of cursing darkness, light a candle for where we're going. There's something ahead worth looking for. When the light of time is on us, we will see our moment come, and the living soul inside will carry on. It's a chance to give new meaning to every move we make, through the caverns and the caves where we come from. The light of dawn is on us, we will see what we can be, and the ancient ones can sleep an easy sleep. What we do now will always be with us. It's a chance to give new meaning to every move we make in the caverns and the caves where we come from. Darkness, light a candle for where we're going. There's something ahead worth looking for. When the light of time is on us, we will see our moment come, and the living soul inside will carry on.